It's Wrinkled Sheets. It's Wrinkled Sheets. It's really kind of neat. Listen to Wrinkled Sheets. Yeah. And you're having cupcake bites. Did I say that wrong? Cupcake bites.
Cupcake bites.
What are cupcake bites exactly?
Probably a lot of preservatives put into a ball to taste like a cupcake.
And you found this at the candy store that sells nothing but candy.
Candy. The candy store in Boulder.
So what do you think those guys do? I mean, where do they find candy like that?
I want that job.
Of just searching for candy?
But do you think that if you had that job, it would make candy less fun?
I think it would. It's kind of like a gynecologist.
Alrighty then.
Don't you think that has to be a horrible job?
They all begin to look the same, don't they?
Wouldn't you think so after a while? I mean, it'd be like a mechanic coming home to a broken down car or something, you know?
Why has it got to be broken down?
Because that's what he gets used to seeing all day, is broken down stuff.
But then when he comes home and it's not broken down, wouldn't it be amazing?
Well, you would hope so, but he probably has already seen so much. Ooh, can you imagine, though, just think about this.
I don't want to.
Just brought up. Think about, if you've ever walked through Walmart, think about some of the stuff a gynecologist has had to look at.
I don't want to.
Does that take the flavor out of your cupcake bites?
I'm done.
Can you imagine?
That was not grammatically correct. I am finished.
Can you imagine some of the, Okay, scoot down a little bit more. Scoot down.
And then... Yeah.
Oh.
Because, have you ever Googled, vagina stuff?
No.
There's some gross pictures out there.
Is that what you actually Google, is the word vagina stuff?
Vagina problems or something like that. I was in college.
Uh-huh. Okay, you're going to have to explain that to me.
We just learned to Google or search engines, and we did that with vaginas and penises, becoming something.
Uh-huh.
I remember we used AskJeeves.com.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah.
There was all those Ask Jeeves, Alta Vista, Dogpile, a lot of those. So what made you decide to Google?
It was probably not me.
Oh.
It was at the radio station I worked at in college. And, you know, boys, they don't grow up ever.
Ever?
Yeah.
But now I got to Google the words vagina stuff just to see what comes up.
And sick penises or something.
Ew. Now, there is some horrible stuff that goes around. I mean, on the internet like that.
Yeah?
Yeah. Like, don't ever Google blue waffle. Ever.
I've heard.
Yeah,
not,
that's, ooh, nasty.
Not good.
Just nasty.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's not go down this road at the beginning of a podcast.
I didn't mean to. We were just talking about candy, and next thing you know, you're like, have you ever Googled penises and vagina? I know. Enough about that. No more talk about that.
No.
Okay. So, we do have a movie thing that we should probably mention to give away. We'll start early. We'll mention it now, and then by the end of the podcast, we'll let them know.
More details. We got some surprises for you, so yes. Stay tuned.
Yes, we're going to give away...
Some stuff.
Some
awesome stuff.
Yes.
There's a giveaway at the end of this podcast.
Yeah. That's really kind of cool. All right. Now, we were just discussing before we got the podcast all going here that... You cannot have an office down here in the studio because I keep it too messy.
Oh, heavens, you do.
I do?
Yes,
I don't think it's that messy.
And print.
Well, that's...
And then it sits there until I throw it away.
I think it's really funny that you're an ink Nazi. A serious ink Nazi. You're like, did you print something? Well, yes, that's what a printer is for. I don't understand.
When you grow up poor,
uh-huh.
You learn to not print unnecessarily.
But when you do stuff like we do, it's better to print out, and that way you can highlight and read stuff instead of scrolling. Well, I think I have the end of the story here. I think you've done radio. You know that's better to you highlight this is what you should say and take that out. And, you know. So that's what I'm so used to printing and having stuff prepared. Or if I'm buying a ticket, I should print it out in case I lose the link or can't remember what airline I bought it from.
That's a good idea. I know. I'm telling you why I am the way I am.
You're an ink Nazi.
I'm an ink Nazi.
Do you have ink Nazis at work?
No. Thankfully, we don't.
Do you have any kind of Nazis at work that do you're doing too much copying. You're doing too much of this. You drink too much of the free coffee.
There's two printers. If you print too much to the smaller printer,
uh-huh.
there are people that get upset that you should be doing print jobs over 5 pages
on the big
printer.
But see, it doesn't make any sense to me. But I knew there's always somebody complaining. There's always a Nazi. There's always a...
And I try not to be a Nazi. I don't know what it is. I will work on fixing myself.
And the only reason I bring this up, because we've had this conversation before about, you printed something. Why did you print with the printer?
Now that you say it like that, I realize how ridiculous I am.
Can I get toast untoasted?
If you don't know what he's referencing, you got to listen to last week's. Jelly Cafe tweeted us today. Did you see that?
I saw that.
They love us.
I know.
To Jelly, the galaxy and back.
Thank you, Jelly Cafe. And only people in Denver. I mean, because there's people listening everywhere. So we only... Jelly Cafe, our favorite.
We love them. And if you're not in Denver, you should Google Jelly Cafe just to see how awesome they are.
And that's all I'm going to say about that.
Sound like Forrest Gump?
No, that idea. That was...
Oh.
That's all I'm going to say about that.
I love Jelly
Cafe.
That's
one of my few impressions that I can actually do. That's it. That's all I can't even do any other voice. That's all I'm saying about that. That's it.
Tom Hanks.
Speaking of Tom Hanks. Tom Hanks. That's weird how that happened. Because I sent you a story earlier about Tom Hanks has invented. I don't know if he's invented. I didn't read the whole article. He has a new app that has gone straight to the top of the App Store.
It is a hipsterish typewriter app for the iPad.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Hanks Writer.
And it turned your iPad into an old-fashioned typewriter.
Mm-hmm. That's exciting. I got to check that out.
Does it say how it works there? Or
Launched last week, it turned your iPad into an old-fashioned typewriter, offering a pseudo-analog typing experience. The bangs of key presses, hard returns, and the chimes that sound when you reach the end of a new line now sit along modern conveniences like the ability to correct without white paper or whiteout, and options to print, email, or share your documents when completed.
Ding! Then it goes back. Ding!
Yeah.
And then it goes back. Yeah.
That's pretty exciting. I'm going to have to check that out.
It has a free try me, and then it has a buy button. So I think you can try it before you buy it.
And you may recall Hanks' Ode to the Typewriter printed last summer in the New York Times.
No, I don't.
So it's kind of a spinoff from that.
I know a lot of people love the typewriter.
Yes.
They actually like the feel of typing, mm-hmm. and writers, real writers, like to sit down at a typewriter.
Well, Tom Hanks says himself that it's not practical to do real work on a typewriter, virtual or real.
But this is just for fun.
It's not the best choice for a term paper or a legal brief. Yeah, it's fun. So he teamed up with the iOS development HitSense, which today produces a number of games and other applications to bring Hanks Writer to life. And it wasn't just his name.
Well, cool. I know the retro thing is sort of back, but it doesn't stay long. Like, remember the app for the iPhone that was the dial? You could turn your app. iPhone, yes. Into a mm-hmm. like an old rotary phone.
Who has time for that?
And I downloaded it and I used it a few times and then
you deleted it.
I deleted it, but you still got it because these apps come along and you think,
oh, that's cool.
That's cool. I want it. I want to try it.
So maybe I won't download this app. You just talked me out of it. Good job, babe.
Well, no. If you want to try it, which other apps can you think of for you that you've been like, oh, got it, oh, don't want it, oh, got it, don't use it?
Constantly. I am constantly like shopping apps.
Uh-huh.
I'll download and be like, oh, cool. And then I'm like, oh, that's trouble. Delete.
We have a new one now that you're, your Make-A-Wish or whatever
it's
it
called
is.
The Wish app. And I'm basically ordering clothes from China.
And they come from China with Chinese writing on them.
All of them. And I've ordered 3 or 4 things from the app over the last month and a half, and I've only received one because it does take so long.
Then how does this app work? Explain the app.
You just go to the app, and it has different things for sale, clothes, really anything.
Mm-hmm.
Not food or anything, but like fashion, clothes, watches, jewelry, makeup utensils, everything that a girl needs.
It's why it's Make-A-Wish.
Right. And the first thing I bought was a very cute pink top with a big bow in the back.
Uh-huh.
And I finally got that Friday.
I saw that you posted a picture of the...
And it fit, but I could definitely tell it's like Asian girl fit.
Are you saying it's small?
It's not too small for me, but I thought it was going to be bigger.
Okay.
Yeah, it fits fine. But yeah. Now I don't... this point, I forget what I ordered. I'm like, it's going to be like Christmas when it
Maybe
arrives.
Maybe you should have printed it out, print Nazi, and then you'd know what your order would have been.
Right. Or I could save it in my email box and pull it up.
Yeah, I guess you could do that too. Any other apps that you can think of that are exciting to you that you'd recommend to somebody listening?
Hmm.
Are you liking the Target cartwheel?
No.
No?
It's hard for me because there's a lot of things I get at Walmart.
Uh-huh.
So then
you
when I'm
stop
like
that.
So then I'm like, "Oh, I have this Target stuff. I'm good. I've spent enough money at Walmart. Why go to Target?"
Well, you get the discount. Well, I do. I mean, that's what I... You can take... You see something on sale.
Mm-hmm.
You use the cart to get even more discount. And then you charge it on your Target card, which gives you another automatic discount. And I don't have this... That's really good, what I'm going to say. But apparently, Target is fixing to do something else really big. I don't have the story here in front of me, but there was a thing... And I don't even know if I sent it to you. Target is about to do a whole new deal to take on online retailers. And I'm going to hit pause while we find this. Hold on. Okay, the article says that Target is going to start staying open later.
Well, that would be good because there have been times when I needed Target and they weren't there for me.
The article says that Target stores are doing a move to stay open later to increase traffic. This isn't a move to match the Walmart Supercenter's 24-hour schedule, but it is looking to increase incremental sales. About half of Target's 1,700 stores will stay open until 11 or midnight versus its typical 10 p.m. closing.
I like it. What do you think?
I like that they're going to be open, but if it's only they close at 10, what's the difference in 11? What's the 12? Why not just go ahead and...
24
Either
hours?
Either 24 hours or till 2 or something, you know. What's the... Is an hour that big of a difference?
Maybe. Maybe statistically. I'm sure they've spent money to run some...
That's true.
Because it's going to cost them a lot more.
That's true.
All those people that have to work
They do
late.
Studies. Companies do studies for
they,
that, that.
They pay people.
They have
to,
people
to
for that.
To think for them. We don't... Yeah, we should not question the Target brain.
You're not a Target person, though.
I like Target. I love their makeup selection. I love their makeup selection.
But?
There's no but. I love their makeup selection.
You were just raised a Walmart person, so it's hard to break.
Target.
I don't say that in a bad way. I'm just saying.
I feel like you are saying it in a bad way.
I'm not. I just, you always will go to Walmart first, typically.
Yep. I didn't really have a Target until I moved here.
But once you discovered Target, it seems like you would have shifted, much like you would have done. You have done now with Trader Joe's, because you were like, what
if
is it
were closer, a Trader Joe's would be my place.
For everything. Mm-hmm. But Trader Joe's doesn't have makeup or adult diapers.
What?
I don't even know why I said that. I was just looking for an amusing word to throw in.
There you go.
And, but that's what I'm saying.
Wow.
But you replaced your other grocery store with Trader Joe's, sort of, because you really like...
There's no more King Supers.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying when it comes to Walmart. Yes, you kind of grew up around Walmart, and that's where you went, but then I turned you on to Target, so you would think like, oh my God, this is so much nicer. Oh, this doesn't have to be sprayed with stuff when I get home.
Did you? I didn't... Huh? Did I tell you about the Mary Kay experience in Target?
No.
Like, I felt pretty safe in Target. Until I'm there looking at makeup, and all of a sudden this lady stops me. She's like, I just got to tell you how beautiful you are. I'm like,
aww.
I had a long day. I actually didn't want to stop at Target, but I had to. I was like, oh, well, thank you. She's like, you just look beautiful. I hope your boyfriend appreciates your beauty. And I was like, yes, yes, he does. Do you?
Yes, yes, okay. He does.
And I was just like, oh, she's like, what do you do? I'm like, uh-oh. That's the question. I was in sales training.
What do you do?
I'm a recruiter for a telecom company. Oh, well, I do Mary Kay. Here's my card. Let me get your email address.
She was working you, girl.
She totally had me in her hand.
But did you fall for it? Did you say, here's my email?
Yeah.
Did you?
But you have did? I responded to her email? No. It's in my inbox.
Oh, she has even now reached out and tried to sell you something.
Yeah, I didn't know. There's a Mary Kay store here in town. I didn't even know Mary Kay had stores. I thought it was all like through the catalog, online, email, Facebook people.
I think everything has a store.
But anyway, I felt a little violated at Target.
As rightfully should. You should write her back.
No.
A really nasty letter. Why don't you write her back? Hey, you bitch. I was having a really bad day, and you made me feel good until you jammed this card in my face.
She's dang good. I'm tempted. Well,
she's not that
good. I said,
you didn't buy anything.
Her email is in my inbox. I did not delete it because I've contemplated. Well, maybe I need some makeup help. You did notice that I had a makeup line two weekends in a row.
Well, that's true. And for you people listening that don't know, you people that don't know what a makeup line is, it's right on the edge of the jawbone. Right? It looks like a kabuki mask.
And for those of you that don't know, men should know that.
Men probably shouldn't know that, but when they look over and they go,
there's a line.
Your face is a different color than your neck. Should I point that out?
Yes, you should. Okay. Always. And I have changed my makeup since then, but I still don't really know what I'm doing.
Well, you know,
this is not an invitation for someone out there selling makeup to contact me.
Not at all.
I don't want that.
But if you do have a makeup video channel
on YouTube, send me that link.
Explain to our listeners your obsession, total freaking obsession with online video blogs.
Are you getting annoyed with my tweets?
No, not at all. I just realized I've discovered something that we haven't talked about on the show, and
yes,
I thought that'd be a good thing. You are really into these video makeup blogs.
There are tons of women out there that are knowledgeable and beautiful, and they have channels on YouTube, and they show you how to do makeup, or they show you the special color schemes that are popular for the season, the makeup that sucks, the new products, they try the new products for you and let you know if it's good or not. You know,
why don't you do one of these?
Really?
Yeah.
I don't have time for that.
You don't?
No.
You have time to watch them, but you don't have time
I'm on the elliptical when I'm watching them.
You could be on the elliptical with your camera right in front of you. Hey, ladies, I've discovered a brand new makeup that, look, it doesn't sweat off when you're about to fall on the elliptical.
No, some of these women, that's how they make their living. I don't know how they make their living, but there's something where they make money doing
these. Who is the one that has the crazy southern accent that, like, should I throw this away or should I keep it? Should I throw this away or should I keep it? This is a keeper.
Melissa, she is awesome. I love her. She is a ball of fire.
What's her name? Are you Googling?
Mel Memphis or something.
People listening are going to want to know for sure. Google her name.
I am right now.
Okay. I am. She talks like that. She does. She talks just like that. Should I throw it away? Should I keep it, y'all? Hey.
It's Melissa Autry.
Mm-hmm.
And her username on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube is MELMPHS. Melemphis.
One more time.
MELMPHS. And she has this cute little Friday song. Are you ready for the weekend, baby? And she sings it every Friday.
Is it her song?
Yeah, she sings it.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if it's a real song.
Well, no, she actually sings it in that voice.
Yes, and she's always so cute, and it just gears me up for the weekend, baby.
Now, who else do you... I know you watch...
Casey Holmes, Kat Von D.
Kat Von D. Do you like hers? Because
I do, but they're not as common. Like, they're not as regular.
Like this girl, Melvin or whatever her name is?
Yes.
Memphis Melvin or whatever? Does she do it? Is this weekly?
No, it's like...
Random?
Several times a week. And then there's a couple of... I think they're sisters, but if they're not, they're friends that look very similar.
Uh-huh.
They're,
that's because they use the same makeup tips.
They're from, I think, Alabama. They're called 11th Gorgeous. And they were just at the Teen Choice Awards because of what they do. And they're constantly traveling for their YouTube. Casey Holmes, which is It's Blondie on YouTube. She also... See, you got me on a roll, and I'm going to take up the whole dang podcast.
Well, at least you're informing people about things.
Yeah, and so if you follow me on Twitter, which
if boys are listening, they can tell their girlfriends right. or wives about this. And if girls are listening, you're
turning
them on.
And then while the football game is on this fall and winter, you can just they can be watching YouTube while...
And the one thing that I found out and that I regret that you have found out is that you can fling your YouTube video to my Chromecast and watch it on the big screen TV.
Love it.
So I thought while you're over there on your iPad watching these makeup tips that I'd watch TV. And next thing I know, ha, look at this makeup. This will look good on you. You won't have a line. You won't have a jawline.
I just love it because they're honest and it's great.
Have you discovered something that you've used from them?
Oh, most of my makeup these days is because of them. I think the only thing I still use that I used before my YouTube discovery is my powder, CoverGirl powder. But other than that, like my mascara.
I thought you used Gold Bond.
That's the medicated powder.
Oh.
Dumbass.
Did Kat Von D, the video that I watched with you, yes, I did. The Kat Von D.
Because I thought you might like it, because you like Kat Von D.
I like her, yeah. I think she has a cool sort of look. And tattooed. Not all the tattoo, but the eyeliner that you said, ooh, I like that. Did you ever try that?
No. Her stuff is high-end, like pricier than the drugstore Walmart.
Mm-hmm. Wet and Wild kind of stuff.
Right. And so,
how do I know about Wet and Wild?
Because I took you to Walgreens. That's true. I don't know. But there are like other similar eyeliners that are cheaper. And those are the girls that I really like. Like 11th Gorgeous, the sisters, they really try and focus on the cheaper stuff.
Yeah.
All right. For those of us that are budget conscious.
Now, this 11th Gorgeous. 11th?
11th Gorgeous.
11th Gorgeous. You said they're from Alabama?
Mm-hmm.
This is the perfect transition to another story that's really annoying me.
What is
the Alabama people that killed that giant alligator.
I was so sad. I knew they caught him. He's like 1,000 pounds, right?
Yeah, 1,100 pounds.
Caught him. I didn't know they killed him. Why kill him?
That's what I can't figure out. That's what annoyed me when I saw the article.
Take a picture with him and put him back.
Yeah, catch and release. If something is 15 foot long and weighs that much, it's lived a long time.
Right.
It survived.
Leave it alone.
It's grown. I don't understand the concept of somebody wanting to kill this. What are you gonna do with it? I couldn't
put your picture on MSN.com
with it hanging on a crane, and then basically that's all.
Right.
Because I can't think of anything legally.
They'll be talking about it for the rest of their lives. Remember that day we spent 10 hours bringing that alligator in? We got our picture on the internet. It was all over the internet.
So now, what happens to dead alligator?
Do they sell it for parts? I don't know.
See, that's what I don't know.
It's alligator tail.
It's the same thing when people get like, we caught this giant shark.
Yeah.
And then
do you eat shark?
Some people do. Oh. Some people do, but
I've never
had it.
Mm-mm.
But again, it's that same kind of, we killed this giant snake.
Mm-hmm.
Well, why?
Why?
Why? I don't understand.
Snakes.
You made me turn off TV last night because the snake was on.
I have this phobia. That's like my phobia. Have you seen me around a real snake?
No.
Like out in the wild?
No, but I'm watching for the first time. Never seen it before because I'm changing channels and I happen to stop there. Naked and Afraid. And you said, I thought they're supposed to be naked. That's what you did.
They weren't naked.
They were pixelated.
No, she had leaves
over
her
boobs. No, she had leaves on, but if you notice, the rest of it was pixelated.
Yeah.
Like butt crack, pixelated, his penis pixelated, her JJ when the bag wasn't hanging in front of it
pixelated.
But which is odd to me because she puts leaves over her boobs,
right?
But the rest of it's just hanging out. Okay, but
maybe she didn't want to get her boobs sunburnt.
Maybe. But anyway, they were trying to kill a snake for food, and you actually grabbed the remote and said, "Can we watch something else?"
I was trying to go to sleep for the evening. And that's not something I need in my brain. You don't want it in my brain either because I would not have slept well.
Would you have had snake nightmares?
Yes. I hate snakes. Hate them.
And why?
Because they move very quickly and I don't have the knowledge when it comes to them. I don't know which ones are poisonous and which ones are not.
And something that moves that fast without feet or legs or hands,
it makes
that's
no
just
sense.
Wrong.
It makes no sense. It makes no sense.
You should not be able to move that fast when you don't have legs.
Right. I didn't say that. Wow.
So where do you think this came from? Were you scared as a kid from snakes?
Oh, yeah. I remember my mother.
Did somebody throw one at you?
My mother used to just, she was a tomboy. She'd pick them up by the back of their neck. And one time,
how do you know where the back of the neck is? Isn't it their whole body?
No.
Isn't there from the head down to their shoulders? Wait, they don't have arms.
I don't know.
Okay.
And she would like just swing it around. And I was like,
well,
and one time my uncle flipped out and was like, Debbie, that one's poisonous. And she had no idea. At that point, I was like, you do this all the time and you don't know what kind of snake you're picking up?
I hate snakes, too.
I hate them. You do not understand.
I don't hate them like you.
If you want to see me pee my pants and run the other direction as though like I was going crazy, loony bin crazy, put a snake in our backyard. I'm scared. We have a little pond and water attracts snakes.
But it...
Are you scared that butterfly might get
no,
bit by
all.
A rattlesnake one
not,
day? Because
no,
I am.
No, rattlesnakes aren't going to come in your backyard. Not, well, maybe some backyards, but not our backyard. I went, when I was a kid, my brother and I were out on a golf course just messing around. And he goes, don't move!
And you moved.
I was standing, on a copperhead's head. I was standing on the head of the snake, and it had its tail came up around my leg. So it kind of wrapped around like a Roman sandal kind of up my leg. And he goes, don't move! I'll go get something to kill it with. And he goes running off, leaving me. I was probably 7 or 8, if that, standing on
a copperhead's head.
A poisonous snake. And, of course, I started to cry.
Yes.
I started to cry. I couldn't. I felt like the guy in the in Lethal Weapon that was sitting on the toilet when they say, don't move or the bomb will go off. You know? It's that kind of like, and it seemed like forever. You know, when you're waiting on something like that, it
and
seems
did
like.
Did his body keep moving?
Yeah. It was kind of, you could feel it kind of tightening every once in a while or squirming. Oh. And I'm.
Did you pee your pants?
I don't remember peeing in my pants.
I bet I would have.
Would you have peed?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's hot.
That's hot. But he finally came back with a golf club.
Did he hit you with it?
No, he pushed it down, like the edge of the golf club, pushed it down between my foot and the snake's body, and just, like, crushed it, just crush, till I stepped off, and then he beat it to death with a golf club. But
so your brother Mike saved your life.
Saved my life.
Oh,
and
God.
I don't know if I peed on myself. Let's say I didn't. Let's just let the story end that I didn't.
Okay. I don't like snakes. Sounds like a great title.
I don't know
if I peed on myself.
That'll be the name of my autobiography. I don't know if I peed on myself.
Wow. I don't even know.
What, should we just wrap it up there?
No. We got more to talk about. Oh. We got so much more to talk about.
What do you
about.
Have there?
Blake Shelton has a new song coming out, Neon... something.
Well, good thing we were prepared.
And then Taylor Swift has come out and said she's no longer country.
Well, we knew that to begin
with.
That's why I was so shocked when I saw this news today that Taylor Swift said her next album was not going to be country.
And it's inspired by 80s music. And you heard...
I heard
the song, and it's definitely inspired by 80s.
It's like a bad version of, oh, Mickey, you're so fine, you blow my mind, hey, Mickey. The hate is gonna hate is gonna hate.
Why do I even subject you to this stuff? Because you're just gonna be damn mean. All the way home yesterday, we were listening to this music, which I'm like, I can't believe he likes this. And this is gonna be played on those stations just as much as all that music. See, and you hate it.
I know, but the thing is, those are decent versions of those songs. I felt that Taylor's song that I just heard was, she was trying to be a pop star.
She has been a pop star.
No, but those, but it was a song that's trying to be a pop song. It's, for me, that's what I got. Because some, I do like, I like some of that stuff. I like Bastille and,
I don't even know who that is.
Some Bruno Mars and some of that stuff.
He was just in town.
But I like some of that stuff. This sounds like one of those people that go, I think I could do that. That sounds like something I would enjoy doing. It's like, you know what I mean? It's like when somebody does a really...
Like Paris Hilton trying to sing.
Exactly. That's... That's exactly what it would be. It's like, I think I can do this. But no, you can't. You should leave that to the people who are really, really do that kind of stuff. You know what I'm saying?
And Blake Shelton's new song is called Neon Light.
You found it.
Mm-hmm. So you don't like Taylor Swift's new song, but you're happy that she has finally come out and said she's not country. Good job. But she's still under the same record label.
Yeah.
They don't have any non-country artists outside of her, right?
I don't think so.
But she is their biggest selling artist.
Right.
And they have Rascal Flatts too, right?
Yes, that's the same record, Big Machine. And that's the same one that just signed that group, the girls that you like, that about the girl in a country song.
Oh, yeah.
So they're the ones that are now slamming the bro country. So.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah. So.
Crazy. Her new album, Taylor Swift, is going to be out October 27th. It's called 1989, which is the year she was born. How old does that make you feel?
How does it make you feel?
I'm younger than you. So not as old as it makes you feel.
God! Girl. Why do we have to end on that?
No, let's end on an awesome note. George Strait. That's always something awesome.
He has a new album coming out?
No. Oh. He's done. Don't you remember? He retired. His final concert, remember, in Dallas?
Uh-huh.
It broke records and barriers. There were tons of people.
Tons.
Jason Aldean, Kenny Chesney, Eric Church, Sheryl Crow, Vince Gill, Faith Hill, Alan Jackson, Miranda Lambert, and Martina McBride were all there. And it was a two-hour special, and they're going to release a CD.
A new album?
Well, it's not going to be a new album. It's his songs, but it's going to be from that night.
Yeah, it's going to be a live goodbye album. Mm-hmm. That's what it's going to be.
Yes.
Which is kind of cool. I will have to have that.
I'm very excited.
Another one that I bought, speaking of music before we go, I bought the Randy Travis, the new Randy Travis.
Right. And which he covers a bunch of other songs.
Yeah. It's Influences Volume 2, I think is the name of it.
Mm.
And I really enjoyed it. If you like the old stuff, he does, like, he covers Merle and Hank and like a lot of, it's good, but it's not your typical top of the line Randy Travis album. It's not, to me, it wasn't well produced. It might have been
probably rushed.
It was either rushed or it was one of those that these were tracks that weren't good enough to make other albums. Mm-hmm. And that's sort of what it seems like. But I have to give it, out of 5 stars, I'd give it 4 because I really enjoy it. I played it over and over on the way, on a road trip when I just did my show in Grand Junction.
Right.
So I liked it. I recommend it to people that like Randy Travis mm-hmm. or anybody that's even looking for, like, that, you know, kind of, you know, country music.
One more thing about George Strait. You cut me off.
Oh, I'm sorry.
They're also turning that last concert into a 2-hour special on CMT called George Strait, The Cowboy Rides Away. They're going to air the whole concert.
Very cool.
That's exciting. That's okay, great. Now we got some stuff to take care of.
Oh, yeah, we got to do the giveaway.
We got a giveaway, and we got to talk about what you're doing this Friday, because people can buy tickets if they're in the area.
I'm so glad you thought of both of those.
I'm the smart one.
If you would like, this is our giveaway.
Our giveaway.
If you would like to be in attendance.
A VIP.
A VIP experience for the new Steve Coogan movie called A Trip to Italy.
A Trip to Italy.
A Trip to Italy. They're going to be a screening here in Denver. If you live, well, that's why I should say this. If you live in Denver and you would like to attend a screening of the movie A Trip to Italy, you should let us know. Write me at McGrew@msn.com, and you will have received 2 tickets, VIP seating.
Everyone that emails you?
No. I should, sorry. Thanks for doing that. The first three people, the first three people that email me.
McGrew@MSN.com.
Yeah, receive these free passes to a trip to Italy.
It's a free movie, for Pete's sake.
I know, and you know how much those can cost.
I know. And you have a show coming up in Parker, Colorado. That is right down the road, this Friday the 22nd at the Pace Center.
Which is the big art center here in town.
Yes, very exciting. You're performing with another comic.
Chris Both.
Chris Both, and it's going to be a night of fun and funnies, and people can get tickets at the Pace Center's website.
They can. Please
Pace Center, Parker. Yep.
And Google, that's all you got to do is put in Steve McGrew, Pace Center, Parker, and find out more about it.
Right.
Yeah. So, guys, we appreciate you listening.
Lots of fun stuff.
Thank you very much. Was there anything else you wanted to add before we go?
No.
Anything? Any other video blog name we wanted to throw out there?
Nope. We got it.
Okay.
All right.
All right. How can people get a hold of you?
PinkBarb27@Yahoo.com.
And the same at Twitter?
Yep. PinkBarb27. And PinkBarb27 on Facebook. And if they on YouTube, it's PinkBarb27.
It's anything, PinkBarb27. Just anything, anywhere. And if people have some makeup tips or they have a video blog that they want to share with you, that would be good for you.
Yes. Right? Yeah. While you watch your football.
Right. Yeah, I'm a football. Yeah. Love me some football.
Are you ready for some football?
Are you ready for some football? Okay, we got to go.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.